It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Let's waste no time. Let's go to the hotline and welcome in the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, good morning to you, sir. How you doing?
All right, Rocco. Thanks.
Fantastic, Dave. Let's start with the story from your colleague Kevin Martin. This could be found in Tuesday's Chronicle-Telegram. Elyria City Council, another debate their way right now. A joint Elyria and FBI training facility, at least a proposal for one, is in the works. However, it's meeting a little bit of opposition. Dave, what's going on here?
Yeah, most of the concerns about this planned project that will be over on Garden Street on about 57-acre property. Most of the concerns about noise and impact on property values. Elyria City Council has been having discussions about this, and residents have been bringing their concerns to City Council following a May 2nd recommendation from the Planning Commission. So this would involve basically a joint Elyria Police Department, Federal Bureau of Investigation training facility. There would be training houses. With rotating or interchangeable walls, several firing ranges of different lengths, different distances, and Elyria Police have said to the city that the FBI has about $2.6 million in grants that it wants to spend on the project. Unfortunately, it's run into some concerns again from neighboring residents concerned about noise in the neighborhood. Concerned about the effects of on folks over at the Murray Ridge School, this being on the western edge of Elyria, of course, and just what that might do to their property values. A number of people stood up and had some concerns about it in front of City Council.
All right, so we'll see where this goes next. You certainly understand the concerns there with that area and some of the noise that could come with the outdoor firing ranges and things like that. So, again, we'll just kind of wait and see where this proposal for this joint Elyria FBI training facility goes. Again, this would be on Garden Street, kind of behind the city's central maintenance garage, as Kevin pointed out in the article. So good breakdown there from you, Dave. Elsewhere, let's look at one of Carissa Wojtek's stories. This came in Monday's Chronicle-Telegram. Carissa Wojtek, excuse me, on the pronunciation. There, the Lorain Police Department off social media. I know a lot of adults tell kids just to get off social media, nothing but nonsense on there, and the Lorain Police Department kind of following suit here. What all happened with this, Dave?
Yeah, well, there was some concerns about derogatory comments that were being made on Lorain Police Department Facebook posts. Some of this was not just derogatory comments, but links to outside sites, YouTube videos. Off-topic comments that were from fake accounts or accounts that aren't in Lorain County. And Lieutenant Jake Morris with the Lorain Police Department said that tended to overshadow a lot of the comments from local residents and was requiring some monitoring from officers, taking them away from the job of doing police work. But there had also been an email from Chief Jim McCann, who told city officials that behavior on the Lorain Police Department Facebook page had become, quote, out of control and offensive. This is a May 31st email to City Council that was shared with the Chronicle-Telegram. And McCann said, and I quote, officers were becoming demoralized and the lack of open support from council members and residents of Lorain, who are not the ones flooding our social media with slurs and derogatory comments. All the derogatory comments are from outsiders who know nothing about our issues in Lorain. McCann wrote in that email on May 31st. And he said it was disheartening. City Council wasn't defending officers who are out there every day busting their, and I'll change the word here, behind from the word that McCann used to get the violence under control in this city, unquote. So McCann further declined to comment on the email. Council members said they support Lorain Police, but it is an adage of not just journalism, but of many other industries in the internet age. If you think you're going to be upset by the comments, don't read the comments.
Yeah.
I think is one lesson that many journalists discuss at times. I think politicians, police departments, and some other industries, law enforcement, would agree that maybe just that don't read the comments. It's probably not a good idea. Probably will upset you. So, that's the situation as it stands right now. Lorain police are looking at other options to provide information to Lorain residents. One of those is potentially something called Police App. The department is discussing that. And I believe they are still on Twitter, but I would have to check to see if Lorain Police Department is still on Twitter. So that's the story as it stands right now. You can no longer get on Lorain Police Department Facebook and either congratulate or share your disdain for Lorain Police.
And certainly a little disappointing, right? I mean, some of the information they share on there can be important in terms of updates and crime activity and trends going on in the area, things like that. So ultimately, whether it's that police app that you mentioned or some other outlet, hopefully they find a way to be able to continue to get that information out there in a healthy way without derogatory comments being flung at their officers. But you're also absolutely right. There's sometimes where it is just best to avoid the comment section altogether. So we'll see what the Lorain Police Department ultimately does there. Good breakdown from you, Dave, and a great article by Carissa Wojtek. Again, you can find that in Monday's Chronicle Telegram and at ChronicleT.com. As again, we're joined by Dave O'Brien on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Carissa, and all your colleagues over there at the CT, Kevin and all them, working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, I've been mostly embroiled in a trial in Common Pleas Court, so I'll have some more on that. Closings were in fact on Tuesday. So closing arguments were on Tuesday, and I'll have more on that story as things go on, and whether or not we have a verdict this week, we will see. I know that that Owen McMillan is working on a story, a political story about the Lorain County Young Republicans potentially disbanding, and some chaos involved in that youth political organization. So we'll see what happens with that, and anything else that happens in court or in Elyria, Lorain, and the rest of the county, we'll have that at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
Always something going on, and like Dave told you, you can pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, or if you're a subscriber, find that digital e-edition online available over at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. One of my favorite times of the week, as we know now. What do you got for this week's Scanner story?
Well, we're going west to our Western Bureau. My internet buddy Mitchell Byers, deputy city editor at the Boulder, Colorado Daily Camera, tweeted out this gem the other day, # Scanner for the win. Four boys hanging around and on a man's truck, all about 14 years old. When he told them to get off his truck, they flipped him off.
Leave us alone, old man. Can't you see we're being cool and edgy by this pickup truck? Oh, that's funny. I do enjoy our trips to Colorado. We get some interesting stories there. That's boy, hopefully those guys find something better to do with their time, I suppose. So, an entertaining Scanner story, as always, my friend. And again, for the latest from Dave and his colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today or find that digital e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time, as always, my friend. I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, and we will reconvene a week from now.
All right. Talk to you then, Araka.